Blog Talk Radio.
It's cruel. It's like with hatred. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other, Lord, reach out to me. You are my strength, strength like no other,
strength.
I'm so glad it reaches right when I need it. Oh, God, you are. Oh, strength like no other. Lift your hands and tell them you are strength like no other. Reach it. Come on, say it in the fullness of your grace. Come on,
listen. Yeah.
In the power of your name. You lift me up. Can you testify this morning? Say it. Can you lift me up? Sing it again. Sing in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your nature. Your love lifted me up. Come on, lift it up high. Every time you lift me up.
Thank you.
right where you are, you know that the Lord makes you better. And he calls you to have strength. Lift your hand and say, you are my strength. Woo. Nobody else can do this.
Declare that if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. We ask this morning that you would come in and that you would wash us afresh this morning. Lord, yesterday washing was great. But Lord, we need a fresh washing for this day. A fresh cleansing, O God, to take us through this day. Lord, there are many turmoils, storms, and obstacles that are standing before us. And Father, the only way that we can overcome them is by you. So, Father, we invite your presence this morning. Lord, for your word declare wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. We acknowledge your presence right now. Father, we acknowledge your presence right now. And we adore you, O God. We adore it right now. Holy Father, we ask you to touch this woman of God, your servant, your daughter. Lord, touch her tongue and touch her eyes and her ears of clay. Father, allow her to see and hear that which says the Spirit this morning. Oh, my Father, my Savior, and my soon-coming King, my Redeemer, I ask you not to let a word flow from her that did not come from you. Father, let the objective be to glorify your name, edify your body, and terrify the devil. Oh, my Father, speak by your Spirit today. And your servants, your children was here. Lord, we ask you to heal today those that are sick in their bodies. Heal those that are sick in their minds. Lord, we ask you to strengthen those that are feeble in their knees. And, oh, my Father, I ask that you would supply for those that are lacking this morning. Oh, my Father. Have your way by your Spirit in this service as you use your daughter to minister to the world today. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Come on in, prophetess.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, 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 God's word is already blessed. I give honor to the Spirit of the Lord, who's the head of my life. Thank you, Jesus, to our overseer, Apostle Callender, and his family, to Apostle Linda Washington and Bishop Jane Washington, and to all the saints of God of the Most High. I thank you all. I thank you for your prayers. Because truly I still need them every day. And I'm going to be speaking this morning from St. John, the 14th chapter. And I ask for prayers. Amen. Amen. Because God going to let come out my mouth where he want to. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay. We're going to get started. Hallelujah. Because Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's such a good God this morning. Hallelujah. I will be speaking from St. John 14 and 1. But before I go into the word, I just want to say today we're living in, a lot of people said troubled times. Every time we turn around, somebody is gone. Some family is torn apart. So many don't know what to do.
That's right.
So many have been telling people, friends tell them, you need to go to a doctor. But I was saying, we go to Dr. Jesus. So those things men can do for us is just give us some words of encouragement. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's praying time today as never before. And when I look back at the Word of God, See, Jesus was coming to his end. And he comforted his disciples. And he already had told his disciples about the promise that he left here for us. So he was began to tell his disciples, and I'm gonna say not only to all those that received his word. Amen. He said, let not your heart be troubled. And he said, you believe in God, believe also in me. You know, some of the people that read this verse and they'll say, why he said, let not my heart be troubled. If you go back into the word of God, he told us in the beginning of his word, I ain't talking about Genesis, I'm talking about in the middle of his ministry. He said that in this world we're going to have trials and tribulation. But he told us also that he has overcome the world and we can be an overcomer too. But so many times, you know, when things happen in our life, it happened in our loved ones' life. Happened in our friends' life. We forget what the word of God says. We begin to wonder why. So many said, God, such a loving God, why he allowed this? He told us we are pilgrims traveling through, and he said, the wilderness, because the world is a wilderness. Hallelujah. In the wilderness. In the good thing. Come everything in the wilderness. Hallelujah. But he said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, ye believe in God. He said, believe also in me. Hallelujah. It means just have simple faith in him. What he has done and what he will do if we just allow him to do it. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is still working in us today. Now, Jesus did everything that was his mission from his Father when he hung up on that cross on Calvary. Amen. But now we know we got the Holy Spirit in the earth, and the Holy Spirit is working for us. Amen. He said, but you believe. If you just believe in God, he said, believe also in me. When God, Jesus, when he said, if you have faith in God, this was the highest and the most complete revelation of himself. When Jesus really opened up himself and he was saying that, I am God. I am God. I am God the Son. I am God the Father. I am God the Holy Spirit. He said, but I am God. He said, in my Father's house, hallelujah. We know that when we talk about in his Father's house, hallelujah. Jesus said, I'm in a mansion. Hallelujah. Heaven, we know heaven was a large place, hallelujah. We know it had to be large if Jesus had anything to do with it. If God had anything with Jesus, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. I'm going to prepare a safe place. Hallelujah. For the thieves, hallelujah. And the robbers, and the murderers, hallelujah, can't come in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. He said, and the place is in my Father's house. Amen. Hallelujah. In the Father's house. Thank you, Jesus. Father's house. He said, there are many, many mentions. He said, if it were not so, he said, I wouldn't have told you. Mm-hmm. Jesus, at that time, he was speaking from his firsthand experience. Hallelujah. When you know something, you can speak on it. Hallelujah. It come out your mouth. Oh, you know it, hallelujah. And he has the knowledge of what heavenly world. Hallelujah. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. And and that place was heaven. Big, beautiful heaven that he has prepared for all the believers today. Hallelujah. He said, now if I go and prepare for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Hallelujah. He said, that where I am, there ye may be also. And he will let us know that if he in heaven, we're going to be there also too. Hallelujah. Because we are his believers. Hallelujah. He said, all the saints of God will go at that resurrection. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can go to the heavenly place. Because he told us, let not our heart be troubled. In this earth, we're going to see so much trouble. And we already have heard and seen, but we haven't seen nothing yet. Amen. But he's telling us, let not your heart be troubled.
Prophetess, we can't hear you good.
It's about people in general as well as myself.
Answers for these people
because these people don't really know the way. Hallelujah. So that's why the believers need to know what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you just won't be there alone. Although the Bible says he sent us out two by two. But sometimes you might be by yourself and somebody come and ask you by Jesus. How can I go to the heavenly places? You need to know. Hallelujah. Step by step, what to tell them to do. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. And then that moment, hallelujah. You need to know how to every believer how to live in a sinner's prayer. Hallelujah. Because you might not be a pastor, a prophet, none of all that. Hallelujah. You just might be a saved bank number. But it's so important that we all know the way. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the way to his father's house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so Jesus had to tell Thomas, hallelujah. Jesus said unto him, but he had been telling him all the time, I am the way, hallelujah, the truth and the life, hallelujah. How much more is he at the say for men get it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, no man come unto the Father but by me. God as Father. We got the assurance. If you the true believer, we got the assurance today that God is Father. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And every man through him, hallelujah, he and what is he has done. We know that God has done everything that he said he was going to do. He did it through his son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said he did what he said he's going to do through his son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then when his son came here, and he had a mission, and when his son got through with that mission, hallelujah, and he stayed around. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God. Get that 50 days upon this earth. Hallelujah. So the Bible said that he was teaching, hallelujah, his disciples. Hallelujah. Because he knows, hallelujah, he was going to go back on the throne. Hi, glory. Pick up his identity. Hi, glory. Thank you, Jesus. And I say, my shaw, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. But he told Thomas, thank you, Jesus. He said, I am the way, Thomas. Hey, he said, every man that comes through me, hey, it's going to come through him. We know that to go through Jesus to get to the Father. Hallelujah. And we got to believe that everything and what he done. Hallelujah. He said, if you had known me. Now, you can imagine how he felt all the miracles that they had seen Jesus do. He said, now, if you have known me. That's like some people today. They say that they have been born again. And they say that they filled with his Holy Spirit. But you know, the life is not living according to the word of God. And if Jesus was to speak out and say, if you know me, hallelujah, we profess that we know him. He said, hallelujah, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. Hallelujah, because he's in the Father. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus, the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's why it's so important, the word we preach, the word we teach, the word we read, when we apply it to our life. Hallelujah. Not just letting you read some kind of love story books, but let this word, because he is the word, get out in us. Let his word take a root in us. Glory be to God. You know, we used to plant little peas and little beans just to see, you know, when they started sprouting. And then when it get a little dirt around, we used to do it for the fun of it. We put it up, but we didn't know. See, God was giving us that no more shout. Hallelujah. He was giving us a revelation, but we can see it because our eyes are blind. And when we get hooked to them, the top stalk, and we pull up, the dirt come up, and then root be hanging on. So when we get the word of God down on the inside of it, take a look. Hey, glory be to God. Every time that old demon force try to come, and that demon force of darkness, it comes to people. Hallelujah. It comes through people. It comes through friends. Hallelujah. Comes through loved ones. Hallelujah. It try to run us up, but the root is somewhere down inside of us. Hey, glory. His word is taking a root. Hallelujah. You might hallelujah. Because that root is planted. It's planted down in your heart. And when you get the word of God planted in your heart, I tell you the devil in hell can't take it from you. Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. I said, in my father's house. In my father's house. Hallelujah. Come on. Go with me. Hallelujah. Come on. Go with me. Hallelujah. Trouble's over. Hallelujah. I said, trouble's over. In this world, let the troubles, hallelujah. And someone said, come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. I'm ready now. And someone said, Lord, I ask you, hold your wrapper. Hold your wrapper. Hold back your wrapper for a little longer. There's somebody. There's a loved one. Glory be to God. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. It's a nation that don't know you. I said, hold back your wrapper. What's he still saying? In my father's house, a many mansion, hallelujah. And let me tell you today, in order for you to get in your father's house, you have to be just proper. You ain't going in your halfway. Hey, glory. Sometimes walk around here, hallelujah. Hey, glory. And I can use for many, hallelujah, because God ain't looking out of you. He's looking at your heart. But I'm saying, hallelujah. Glory be to God. You're going to just have a pair of pants on and a shirt. Hallelujah. Long as that heart, long as that heart is lined up with the word. And you can walk on in. I said, you can walk on in. I said, the door is open. You can walk on in. There is nothing we can hinder you. Hallelujah. Because he opened up the door. Hallelujah. He said, whosoever will, let him come. Let him come. Let him drink from the fountain. Hallelujah. Come in his Holy Spirit. We need to drink more of his Holy Spirit. We need to, the Holy Spirit to wrap us up, tie us up. Hang up, all up in her, you go the right way. Because some of our people is walking the wrong way. We're telling you this every day. Time is almost in. But we telling you because we love you. We're not fussing and we're not trying to put nobody down. We tell you every day, ain't nobody perfect. We trying to work for perfection. We trying to make heaven our home. That's why we working so hard. That's why we are enduring so much, because we want to make it in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Promise us every day going to be sunshine. Hallelujah. Neither did he promise us every day going to be rainy. He didn't promise us every day snow 8 inches. But he promised us in his father's house. I said, in his father's house. Don't you want to go to his father's house?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me go over. Hallelujah. In the word. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah.
Hey, hey, hey. He said, and you, if you love me. Hallelujah. I said, if you love me. Hallelujah. We so much. Hallelujah. Let me go back to the.
Prophetess, your voice keeps going
up. Telling me.
Prophetess?
Hey. Come on to Jesus, but he still telling us enough for us. I'm saying us as so many of us. Because we know where we stand, hallelujah, because we still trying to get more, hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, if we didn't believe, we wouldn't be, hallelujah, here every day, praying to him day and night, hallelujah, interceding for the world day and night, hallelujah, but God put a love in our heart, hallelujah, when he came in our heart, he came in love, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, he said, hallelujah, hell, I've been so long time with you, hallelujah, we've been in the word for a long time now, hallelujah, some say, oh, I just might be, didn't know Jesus no more than 2 years. But after even out of the 2 years, you should know enough of the word of God that you can live that what you've been taught and that you have read, that you have went to church and the pastor preached. You should apply that word. You know enough that you can pray and you don't have to pray no long prayer. Hallelujah. Because all you have to say, Abba Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. Hallelujah. And let me tell you that he told his disciples, but we can take it on further. Hallelujah. Now, God, I don't know. I just know a little bit, but I'm asking you for help. I need help, Holy Spirit, help me, because I want to make it in. I tell you, hallelujah. I tell you, if you get in the word of God, he'll show you what you need, hallelujah. He'll show you, hallelujah, how you should live, hallelujah. He'll do more than that. He'll put you with his people that believe his word, that teaching his word, that live his word, because some teaching ain't living. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. That ain't no good. Yeah, huh? Glory be to God as a half-dressed Christian. Hallelujah. And I'm going to call him a believer. That's a half-dressed believer. And you say you believe, but you're half-dressed. And in order for you to be a believer, baby, you have to be fully dressed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because Jesus ain't going to have you no other way. Hallelujah. And that's what he said to Thomas. Glory be to God. He said, have I been so long time with you? And yeah, you don't know me, Philip. Hallelujah. There is no right of understanding of Jesus Christ until the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Until the Father is truly, you will truly see the Father in him. That's the only way we're going to know. When we get Jesus truly in our heart, then we'll see the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He opened up to us. Say, he is the Father. Hallelujah. He is the Son. He is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. Well, you won't get to pray the Father in my name. My God, you can't step over Jesus and get to him. Hallelujah. This thing got to be done like he left it. He left it on high. Hey, glory. Glory. He said, my name is written up on high. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes. If you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. Now, he said, and how do you say then? Show us the Father. My God, hallelujah. We have had experience with the Holy Spirit, and I'm sure we have had experience with him. We ain't got to tell the Holy Spirit now. Holy Spirit, show me the Father, because we know, hallelujah, hey, glory, we are wrapped up into one. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. And when we got one, we got them all, hallelujah. But these people back in some of his disciples and the mother too want to know, hallelujah. But Philip want to know, hallelujah, show us the Father. He's telling them plainly, hallelujah, when you see me, you see the Father. He said, the word that I speak unto you of night on myself. He said, the word which came out of my mouth, hallelujah. It was true words, as Christ is. And we know Christ is true. Hallelujah. Whom the world cannot see, receive. See, the world cannot receive. Some of the world, people in the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit. They don't want to accept the Holy Spirit. And some of them say it because they don't want the tongues. And some of them saying they ain't got to have the Holy Spirit. Some of them saying, I gave my heart to Jesus. That's all I need to do. But the Bible said, hallelujah, Jesus said when he was getting ready to go back and go and take his throne, he said, hallelujah, I'm not going to leave you confidence. I'm not going to leave you. Oh, glory be to God. I'm so glad today he's been, because what I do as I am going through, hallelujah, as you are going through, what would you do? He said, I'm going to send you help, huh? Hey, glory, the Holy Spirit is our help. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. He said, hallelujah. And a lot of people, like I said, they don't want to believe. They don't want to believe. They say, some of them say, I don't want no part of that Holy Spirit. Well, that's your business. That's all I can get. And I don't need to get some more. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that he left for us. If you deny what he left, you are denying him. And he already said, if you deny me, the Father's going to deny you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because it seen him not, neither known him. He said, but you know him. We know him because why? He dwells in us. He dwells in us. Hallelujah. Hey, glory, glory, glory. And this time, he will have a talk with us. Hallelujah. But our time, we can talk to him anytime. He'll listen. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, even when we don't speak up, show us things. They're sure to see you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we leave a door open, we don't see the way. Sometimes we just walk out. And it's open. I said, the Holy Spirit is a way maker for us. He's our helper. He helps us all through life. Hallelujah. All through life. Sometimes he's helping us. Our eyes are too blind to see. We don't understand the way he helps us. Hallelujah. He knows the best. Hallelujah. The song says, he knows the best for me. Hallelujah. Oh, he knows the best for me. Hallelujah. But we can't complain. I said, we can't complain because he knows the best for us. Hallelujah. Sometimes our hearts get heavy. Oh, sometimes we shed a lot of tears. But he said, let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We got to just give it up to him. He knows the best for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. He said, I dwell in you, and you in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. How he going to come? He comes through the Holy Spirit. He comes to us through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. He said, yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But like I said, he's getting ready to make his journey out of here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But he had to let his disciples know. He was, and those that were standing around him, he said, they going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you the presence of the Father. Hey, he's going to come in the name of the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God sent. We want it, and praise God, we got it. Hallelujah. Jesus brought us the Holy Spirit. God sent Jesus, and Jesus brought us the Holy Spirit. Praise God, we got it. Hallelujah. He ain't going to leave us. He ain't going to leave us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's going to take care of us. He said, I will come unto you in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So he just told us in 19 verse again. He said, yet a little while in the world sees me no more. But you see, you will see me because I live and you live also. He must let, you know, that's your word. Our Heavenly Father is telling us, we shall live also, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got hope, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. No, some people don't have hope, huh? Because that they believe in don't even supply hope. But what we believe in, hallelujah, it supply everything we need. Hallelujah. And if he said, he's going to do it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because everything he has said so far in his word, hallelujah, we already have seen so much of stuff already happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because I live, you can also live. And he told me we're going to live again, huh? When we close our eyes on this side, hallelujah. And we're going to be with our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. And then he said, after that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and you in me, and I in you. You know, it's good. I'm so good that I can say I got a Savior that owns me. No, so many people got parents today don't even own them. But we got our Heavenly Father. He owns us. He said, we in him, and he in us. Hallelujah. Hey, it makes me feel good to know we got a Heavenly Father that care. Hallelujah. Even if he didn't leave this world behind, when he went to the cross, he let me know he loved me. Hallelujah, because he took the shed of his blood for me to be saved. Hallelujah. But again, they gave me a double layer of love. He said, I'm in him and he's in me. Hallelujah. Truly, we can say today, once we've been born of this Holy Spirit, we can say he's on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, in the 20th verse, like I said, he said, in that day, you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I am in you. And he who has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is who loves me. Yes. We know his commandment is keeping his word, hallelujah. Sign his word to our life, hallelujah. That he said don't do, we don't do it. And that he said do, we're supposed to do it. That's a commandment, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then we show him that how much we love him if we be obedient to him. That's the one of the main thing. We be obedient to him. We show him that we love him. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, some of that faith expression in Christ and the cross. He said, and he who loved me shall be loved of my Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, I will love them. I will love him. And will manifest myself in him. You know, that's what the Holy Spirit does. He manifests himself into us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Even when our body is weak, when our body is sick, that Holy Spirit, it gets in us. He works all through our body. When we don't have strength, we can say, Holy Spirit, I ask you to send me strength in my body. And before you know it, you got strength in your body. When your body is resting with pain, you can say, Holy Spirit, I ask in Jesus' name that you move the pain. And I say, after a while, the pain be moved. I don't know about you, but I have experienced that for myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just get so sick sometimes. I just get so sick. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Sometimes I find myself, I always have balls up like a baby. And I'm talking to the Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit. I need a touch right now, Holy Spirit. Hey, glory. Jesus, Holy Spirit, you said you was my healer. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I need deliverance right now. You is my deliverer. Hey, Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. You said you in me, and I am in you. Come on, Holy Spirit, and take care of your daughter right now. Hallelujah. Sometimes you put me to sleep. cannot wake up. I don't have that pain. I don't have that sickness. I tell you, there is nothing like the Holy Spirit today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And what he was saying, if you keep his commandment, if you keep his commandment, if you love him, if you keep his commandment, if you don't keep his commandment, you don't love him. And he said, he who love me shall be the love of my Father. Hallelujah. When you do what the Lord has designed for you to do, hallelujah, or spoke to you personally to do, hallelujah, you have a commandment from God and you're keeping it. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit will work within our life. That's what the Holy Spirit do. He works within us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, he, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me take these doors, y'all, because they could be gone. I just don't open. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Praise his name.
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will work in our lives. Hallelujah. When we be obedient to him. Hallelujah. Being obedient to his word. When he tell us something. Hallelujah. When he tell us in our ear. And put it in our heart. If we be obedient. Hallelujah. He going to do the things that we ask him to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the 22nd verse says, hallelujah. You know, Judah said to him, not Hezekiah, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself unto us and not unto the world? Hallelujah. See, hallelujah. I said, he was headdressed. I said, he was headdressed. Judah, but was headdressed, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, if you headdressed, Jesus said he'll manifest in us, he said, and not in this world, because the world don't have no faith, no,
you're going out, prophetess,
hallelujah, can you hear me,
your voice went completely out.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Yes. Okay. Hallelujah. See, he on the inside of us. Hallelujah. He's going to manifest himself through us. Hallelujah. Because the world will not receive him. Hallelujah. That's why he say he'll manifest himself to us and not into the world. Hallelujah. And then Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, he'll keep my word. And that's plain enough today. Plain enough for me today. Hallelujah. You know when I read this scripture? I just think about a lovely couple. The husband and the wife. And I'm talking about the man as well as the woman. If that man tells his wife, he loves her. And if she says, and they ain't talking about no diamond ring. If she want a diamond ring, fine. If he can afford it, fine. But anything that woman says that she know her husband can afford for her, and he said he loved her, and she said she wanted it, he's going to get it. And vice versa. If that woman said, I love my husband, anything that he say to her that she can do in her power, she's going to do it. It's the same way. Look, Jesus gave us everything. He gave us life. And all he said, yield your heart to me. And once we give our heart to him, God changed it. I know it's messed up now. I know it's messed up, but you come to me, I clean it up. He'll clean it out of us. We don't have no excuse. Lord, I'm falling to you. You let God fish that hole. How did we come? Make a step to come. Why he clear got his arms stretched? Why he still say, come? Come. If you come, then let Jesus do the rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there's so many times, like I said, about when Jesus said, you love me, you keep my word. So many times, I mean, I heard women say, I love my husband, but I ain't going to do what he say. Like, you don't love him, say you don't love him. Same way to me and say, I love my wife, but I got that put down with Mary. No, no love. That's not love. That's not love. So that's the same way people tell me, be in the church, be in the word, but let the word take a root. If the word takes a root down in the heart, they're going to walk the holy way. They're not going to take a bypass. Hallelujah. They're going to walk on the holy way. And but Jesus was saying, if we love him, we're going to keep his word. Amen. We're going to keep his word. He said, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him. They're going to come unto us by the Holy Spirit and make our abode with him. The Holy Spirit. He manifested the manifestation of him. He manifests himself. And it is no more shot down in our heart. Hallelujah. In our heart. He came into our heart. In the inward. See, he's not gonna live on the outside of us. He got to live on the inside of us. Hallelujah. The inward part in the spirit. Hallelujah. So that the spirit in the heart, hallelujah. Rejoice, hallelujah, and abide in you. God's spirit wants to rejoice and abide in you, hallelujah, and abide in you. And when the spirit of God is on the inside of you, that you need anything pertaining to the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, it's going to show on the outside, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he let us know he don't work on the outside. Hallelujah. He works on the inside. Thank you, Jesus. It will pour it. And the 24th verse said, he who loves me not, keep not my sins. You know, a lot of people don't love me. A lot of people will not keep his sins. Mm-hmm. They claim to love Jesus, but church is empty. You got to empty the heart. You are ignoring what he is singing. Hallelujah. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. Hallelujah. Jesus, he was just obedient to his Father. Hallelujah. And he was telling them from day one that his Father sent him. Hallelujah. He was telling them, these are the words from my mouth of the Father. He was speaking what the Father gave me. I didn't put no words in my mouth to give you. I'm speaking back to you on what the Father gave me. Hallelujah. The Father told me, hallelujah, to come. Hallelujah. What I'm telling you today is to get yourself with the word. And you find the word in your heart. Hallelujah. And he said, I will save you. I will save you. And then you can say, hallelujah. I've got a room that is my maker. I've got a maker. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't care. I'm going to be the air people's God. So many of them have been a beautiful mansion, but it nothing compared to my holy mansion. Hallelujah. I've got a mansion in the sky. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to keep on, we got to keep on staying in the word. Keep on applying this word. Keep on living this word. Not one day. We're doing four or five days. And then we're going to skip a Friday, Saturday. Come on. Get yourself prayed up. Like brother Chase and the morning. And we're about to skip in school. Oh, glory. I said, Lord, I need our Sunday school. Mine out of your side. You better worry about Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey. Don't worry about me. You better worry about Jesus. It's a claim before him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the one thing about it, this is the every day. Hallelujah. Holiness is a daily walk. Daily lifestyle. The highway to holiness is a straight way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to walk right way, hallelujah. If we're going to be able to go to our Father's house. Hallelujah. He said, hey, let not your heart. I said, let not your heart. So we have a heart get troubled about different things in this earth. And so glory be to God. Sometimes we'll let our heart get trouble over mess, huh? And what I call mess. Oh, my neighbor got a brand new car. I'm gonna let envy and jealousy and others get in my heart, huh? And I'm gonna go out there and do some things. I ain't got no business doing that. Just get down payment on it. And I ride my car for a while. But they ain't got enough money to keep it up. Oh, glory be to God. They're gonna pull my car. Yeah, glory be to God. But even if I got money to keep the payments up, I'm doing it because my neighbor. Hallelujah. Don't let a car keep you out this kingdom. Hallelujah. Little thing as a car. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So many people let little things. Little things keep them out of Father's house. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about little things. You'll be so surprised what things people get in their heart against each other. Little bitty things. Hey. Keep out that mention in the sky. You better move everything than not like him. You better pull off everything than not like him. Hallelujah. The Lord got a thing to you, and you ain't got none. Oh, glory be to God. You've got so much hatred. Your heart, even at night, you picked up in there. Hallelujah, that ain't clean. Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. The neighbor had to pay to get the room clean again. Hallelujah. Sometimes, glory be to God, had to pay out good money. But then, you do it again. That's hatred. Spirit of Satan. You better take all that mess and lay it at the altar. Hey, glory be to God. And don't eat them dirty towels. Hallelujah. Because you got a home waiting for you. He said, in my Father's house of many mansions. And he said, if it were not so, I would not have told you. Hallelujah.
Feel like you're laughing, stuff on the street, and put a last body to fill it. Troubled heart.
He's going to hear your heart in the trouble. I know your heart in the trouble. I tell you that I'm telling you what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. I mean, tell the heart of the church what you're losing in your mind. But I tell you, if you call on my name, call upon the name. And the name there is power. God will give you strength. He'll give you strength. Hallelujah. And I say the Holy Spirit will give you a new dimension. He'll go us through a new dimension. Hallelujah. He'll give us strength that we don't know we have. Hallelujah. And sometimes we'll find ourselves looking over in our life. He says, oh, God, I know what you do. Look at your back to you. There's no way for me to go through this. I could have made it, God. Hallelujah. But thank you for the Holy Spirit. The world, huh? Not as the world gives it out to you. He said, let not your heart be troubled. And he said, neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so many times we hear so much stuff going on. Oh, glory be to God. Sometimes people get afraid. Hallelujah. Sometimes people just get troubled by it. Hallelujah. But you have heard how I said unto you, look at Jesus' name. He said, I go away and I come again unto you. He was speaking of the Holy Spirit, which he did. He said, if you love me, you would rejoice because I said I go to my Father. See, I know it's a very thing to lose your Lord. But I said, it's a better thing to lose your Lord. Knowing that he's filled with the precious Holy Spirit. Knowing that Lord that lived the life. Oh, yes. It'll hurt. Hallelujah. But I tell you, it won't take us out. We're going to praise God. We're going to thank God. I'll see him again. Hey, glory be to God. See him again, hallelujah, because he is one of those, hallelujah, because that's what you said, in your father's house, and you take him to my father's house, that father's house already been, already made for him, he ain't made for him, it's already, it's waiting for him, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory be to God, hallelujah, Jesus, if you love me. He said, if you're going to love him, you're going to rejoice. You're going to rejoice, hallelujah. You're going to rejoice, hallelujah, because he said, I say, I go to my Father. It's a great thing for the sacrifice on the cross. It's a great thing that God did. Hallelujah to us. He said, my Father, and we can say to say, I'm a heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But he will do what we ask him to do. If he put anything in his serenity of his word, where are we? He will go outside his word for nobody. If you ask anything, you ain't got no business to protect him. But don't be lonely. I got a circle. Hallelujah. My God. My Father is greater than I. Hallelujah. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you might believe. You might believe. When you come back in. You might believe that he's in the Father, and the Father in him. He says, hereafter I will not talk much with you. In other words, I don't left enough for you. In other words, if you want to come in, you can come in. In other words, I done told you enough to get in that door. If you want to get in that door, he said, and my Father gave me commandment. That's what he said. Even so, I do. Father God gave to Jesus, Jesus did it. And whatever Jesus gives to us, we Hallelujah. It's a commandment that we do. And then we got things that we say. Glory to God. We showed him. Just let that be told. Hallelujah. And he's still telling us today. Let not our heart be treated. Glory to God. There's so many people. Hallelujah. And it's time for they lost a lot of their money. See that? I'm going to say they be tying this system. So what's let me go. Commit suicide. Kind of eating deals fast and eating some luck. Their money was their God. Their money was their making. Hallelujah. They don't stand to get broke. Hallelujah. But he did to lose everything they wanted to get. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And you might say, well, what would be the problem? He told you. He loved the way. So we go through our challenges and tribulations. We can find ourselves and give nothing to praise us. You and Jesus. Whoever's struggling, you and Jesus have a conversation. Just keep on praying. Just keep on coming home. Hey! And how about Jesus? You see? Reach down and touch me right now. God, because I can't make it. I can't make it. I'm doing it. I tell you. If you sincere in your heart, I tell you, he will do it. I know he'll do it. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And then the word of God went on saying, in the 31st verse, he said, he said, but that the world may know that I love my Father. And see, you know, he did everything to prove to man that he loved his Father. Hallelujah. And he said, this is the man of his disciples, and as the Father gave me command, even so I do it. He did what his Father commanded him to do. Hallelujah. We are to follow accordingly. We are to according to follow his word accordingly. Hallelujah. He said, when Jesus said, arise and let us go hence. It means to Jesus, do the will of his Father. When he was talking to the people, he said, arise. That's what I done did what I'm supposed to do now. Hallelujah. Arise. Get up from here. Get out of here. So many people can do something. So many people can do something. If you want to go to your father's house, you can do something. If you say, let not your heart be troubled, you send down trouble for nothing. Hallelujah. Get up. If you just pray for somebody, get up. If you just bless somebody with some food, get up. If you bless somebody with some shoes, or bless somebody with some clothes, hallelujah. I can get up. You say, arise. Get up. Get up and be the will of your Father. Hallelujah. So as the believers today, hallelujah, we get up. We say a prayer for every soul in the world. Hallelujah. Every soul. Because only Jesus knows what each person needs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have to know name. Hey. Because Jesus gave us a new name. Hey. And it went down in glory. But I said, God, Father, God, in Jesus' name. I'm asking you all over the world. You got people all over the world. Hallelujah. And when he spoke, he said, let not your heart be troubled. I'm telling you today, let not be troubled. He said, you believe in God? He said, believe also in him. He said, in his father's house. He said, I'm telling you. He said, I told you. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad that he told us. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. from the sky. Hallelujah. Great glory. The singer said, in the sky. Oh, hallelujah. But Jesus said, hallelujah. I got a mention in the heaven. I got a mention in the heaven. Glory be to God. A heaven, a big place, a large place for his people, for all the believers of him. We got a big room, a big mansion. Hallelujah. And if we live according to his word, we'll go there. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I'm going to turn it back into the hands of the apostle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for the word that you have given us today. And we thank you for your servant. We thank you, O God,
for
she's taking the time to search your word, O God, for understanding, for clarity. Lord, we ask now that you open the window, the door, and the gates of heaven for her. Lord, pour out the fresh oil, O God, that makes a difference. The oil that heals, the oil that delivers, and the oil that restores. Lord, we ask, God, that you continue to allow your word to be a lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path. God, we ask that you continue to empower her. Oh, God, we ask you to fill her vessel to overflowing. Touch her where she needs to be touched. Heal her where she needs to be healed. Save her where she needs to be saved, Lord. Lord, we ask you, God, to lead her that she may follow. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bishop, come on in. Bishop Washington, come on in.
Praise the Lord, God Almighty. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Pastor Smiley. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
God be all the honor and glory and praise. Anyone who has never received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, now is your opportunity. Don't pass it by. Anyone who has backslidden and know that you should rededicate your life to Christ Jesus, don't waste any more time. Do that on this day. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. And through him, that we would be saved. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but through him, the world might be saved.
Amen.
Confession is made in the book of Romans, chapter 10, beginning at verse 8. It says, but what does it say? The word is near you. It's in your mouth. That is the word of faith, which we preach. And confession is made in verse 9. You say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I want to receive you as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I understand that the only way to come to the Father is through the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other route, only the Lord Jesus Christ. For in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, nor is there any other name mentioned among men that we should be saved, other than the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way. It's Jesus the door.
Hallelujah.
And you say, Father, I know I'm a sinner. I confess Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, that he has suffered and died on Calvary. Hallelujah. Now, if you made that simple confession, hallelujah, and you spoke it out loud, it says the word's near you, it's in your mouth, you have to speak it out loud. If you've made that short confession, your sins are forgiven you. You are now saved. So the word of God says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. That's God's word. Hallelujah. Now,
thank you.
Your next step is to be baptized. And in the book of Acts, at chapter 2, beginning at verse 38, the word of God says, and Peter said unto them, repent, each and every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And you must repent of all your sins and not returning to them, which is repentance. It's not going back to your old way of living. So I urge you to do as the Apostle Peter said, repent and be baptized and save yourself from this perverse generation. Hallelujah. And with many other words, he testified and encouraged them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And that day, about 3,000 souls were saved. I urge you to join those souls on today. Dedicate your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll find out that it is a wonderful life. You know, people have the assumption that you once you become a Christian, you can't laugh, you can't talk, you can't have a good time. Yes, you can. God wants us to be happy.
Amen.
And you can be at your happiness. Your happiest times of your life is when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Well, God bless each and every one of you. Invite people to your baptism. And anyone that you see, you can invite them to your baptism, family members, friends, neighbors, even enemies. You know, invite them. And by doing so, if those people or person or persons decide, well, hey, I'm gonna accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, it will be accredited to you for drawing that person into the salvation. God bless each and every one of you. Read your Bible daily. Hallelujah. And chew on it. Read a couple of sentences, maybe a paragraph. And ask the Lord God Almighty, Holy Spirit, enlighten me on what you're trying to teach me. Hallelujah. And he will. He will give you what you need to know when you need to know it. So God bless each and every one of you again. There's a celebration in heaven if you've given your life up to Christ Jesus. So, amen. God bless each and every one of you. And Apostle, it's back to you, sir.
The line is open. Thank you so much, Bishop and Prophetess, for that prayer salvation for the word. But you know, one, he said so much in the word, and I'm not going to elaborate too much because there's a lot of people on the line who might want to, and then again, they might not want to. But one thing that was very prevalent for me in the word that I really gravitate to is Thomas. And I like that, you know. And what I heard in that is that many people can spend, and many people are spending time in the house of the Lord, but they don't know who he is. They don't know who he is, you know. And as I was saying that, it just came to me so clearly that people are in the house of the Lord, house of worship, and they've been there for 30 years, 40 years, but they have not developed a relationship with him, so they really don't know him. They know of him. And you could see for the time that Thomas was and the disciples, the apostles, were walking with Jesus, talking with him. He is instructing them. He is their teacher. He is the instructor, and yet still,
amen,
Thomas didn't know who he was. Eating and drinking with him and sleeping with him, sleeping in the same room with him, eating at the same table, probably going to the same swimming pool, because they didn't have showers like we have here now, so they go into pools and they were bathing pools. So probably they're all being at the same pool, but yet still didn't know who he was. Isn't that something? So that was the place that really caught my spirit. And there was many other places, but that one really, really caught my spirit. Many times that I have preached on that message. But it caught my spirit because we have to be so adamant about the word of God that we have to break it down And we do on Blog Talk Radio, but I'm saying this in general for people that might hear this message, that as teachers and preachers, we have to take the time and break the word down so that people will get an understanding who Jesus really is, you know, and that they need to develop a relationship, a personal relationship, not your pastor relationship, not your bishop, not your apostle. Your personal relationship has to develop with him, you know. And that was so. That was just right on time, prophets. I just loved it. I loved it how you went from place to place. I'm bringing different texts into the message. Like there was probably before five sermons in one, but I kept telling myself, you know, she's going over here, she's going over there, you know. But you know the way that the Lord used you in order to uncover some things in your way was just beautiful. And I want to tell you, just keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. Keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. But another thing you said that was beautiful, when you talk about people in pain and going through the trials and tribulation, like he says, you know, people sometimes think that once you become Christian, you said it's in the message, once you become saved, or they say saved, you know, because I don't believe you're saved till you start really obeying Christ. You know, I believe you can say you're saved, but if you're not obedient, you're not saved. Something is wrong with that picture. You know what I'm saying? It's just like saying, I love my wife, but I'm shacking up with all these different women. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not showing her that I love her. So if I say I love Christ, if I say I'm saved, I ought to be following his instructions because he is my supernatural teacher, and I ought to be following mm-hmm. what he's saying. But focus saying I'm saved, but you see him there drinking and drugging and smoking and doing all the things that a saved person don't do. So, I mean, if I'm saying I'm saved, I ought to be living the same life. I ought to be walking.
Amen.
Not saying that you're perfect, because none of us are perfect, but we're being perfected each day. He's perfecting us. You know, so each day we do what he said, each day we are obedient, we get a little bit more perfect, a little bit more closer to being like him. Hallelujah. So that was just so right on the money. We're going to go through some trials. We're going to go through some tribulation, mm-hmm. but we have to have that mindset that we already overcome because he overcome. Thank you so much, prophetess. Thank you so much. I'm not going to preach the message because
praise
you
God.
Already preached. You did, and you did well. Thank you so much, Will, for doing
praise
what you
Lord.
Did. The line is open. Before you all come on, and just one thing, prophetess, just try to focus on your phones from when you're ministering, because it seems like, I don't know, I'm just saying this, I don't know if you walk away from the phone or what, or if you're moving around and you're losing the signal, but you've been going in and out a lot. So pay attention to where you are and how you're using the phone. So, because there's no point of releasing the message if we're not getting all of it, because a lot of spots drop in and drop out. Okay? Please.
Okay.
The line is open.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Come on in and encourage the woman. Come on in and encourage the woman. Come on in and encourage the woman of God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We
thank
bless
you,
Lord. We bless his holy name. He is
hallelujah.
So great and greatly to be praised. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for this word.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Your word that is so true, oh God. Your word that is
thank
true,
you, Jesus.
Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you have given us all the help we need.
Amen.
We thank you, God, for our overseer.
Yes,
calendar. We thank you, God, for our sister, your prophetess.
Yes, Lord.
Your servant. We thank you for what you have released through her today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
but
you, Lord.
Surely it was you, oh God, and it was not her. It was your word of truth that we all need.
Thank you,
Lord. Need the truth. Thank you, prophetess.
Thank
said
you
so much. And again, as Apostle calendar has said, we don't need to preach because you have preached. It's just a few things. It was just beautiful. It was wonderful. And I heard it all. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I thank God for the helper that you were talking about, the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we so need to talk more about the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
There are 66 books in the Bible. But we need to pay so close attention to what the one and true vine, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We need to pay very strict, close attention to what he was teaching in those books.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard when you talked about the husband and the wife, that was so good how you put that in there. Because God gives us a husband. Jesus Christ is the husbandman.
Amen.
I believe you said that. He's the husbandman, and we must submit to him.
Amen.
And many don't look to him as that, but a husband is a provider.
That's right.
Jesus is that provider.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus gave Adam a helpmeet, a helper, my God, he was the father of them. He is the father.
Amen.
He was the overseer.
Yes.
He was in command, in charge.
But thank you, Jesus.
They didn't totally submit. They didn't give it all. They didn't give all their obedience to God. And that's a big issue. He's the husbandman. We must submit and be committed to all that he has said to do. So we got to pay very close attention to what the husbandman is telling the church, the wife, to do.
Amen.
We're the bride.
Mm-hmm.
He's the bridegroom. The bride
mm-hmm.
is the wife. The bride is the church. And we are the church. But he didn't leave us orphaned. He didn't leave us helpless.
Amen.
And the help of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
yes,
hallelujah,
right.
It's a marriage.
Yes, right.
It's a marriage when we become betrothed to Jesus. And that's what I was hearing so clear. We become engaged to him. We're
yes,
engaged Lord. In the word. Engaged to the word. Engaging in the word. And we're going to meet him at the marriage supper.
Amen.
All he tells us to do, we are the bride. And God has given us help through the Holy Spirit. He's got me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our comforter. And that's what I was hearing so clear, that we got to submit to the bridegroom.
Yes.
We got to be also helpers.
Yes, Lord.
We're the wife. We're the church.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to help. We got to give all we have, all of the gifts that he's put in us for the kingdom.
Amen.
And we, because that's what a wife does. That's what God intended the church to be, the helper. When we obey, we're going to help God.
Amen.
We're going to bring. We're going to say what we need to say, do what we need to do, go where we need to go.
Yes,
in order
Lord.
For people to get this word.
Amen.
So we are helpers. We are the bride. We are helpers.
Yes,
we have to look at it. It's a metaphor, but we got to look at it. We're married
mm-hmm.
to Jesus. We're going to go to the marriage throne to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Engaging. Hallelujah.
Thank
when
you,
you promise to someone, you're engaged. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're engaging in the promises of God.
Yes, Lord.
And promise so much in the word. Promise everything that he said he would do, he's going to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Father is with us.
Yes.
To help us. And the husband is doing what he said he would do. He always
yes.
will. That's Jesus Christ, our husbandman.
Amen.
There is no gender. Some people say, well, how can he be a husband to a man?
My.
Gender.
He is
That's their truth. Amen.
He
now.
As the spirit and truth. There's no gender. And
Amen.
When he gets there, the place that you're talking about, where Jesus is preparing all of these mansions, he's got one for us when we give our all in all to him.
Amen.
He has prepared. He's preparing one. He's preparing a place, meaning he's preparing for those who are to come, for those who have already stepped in, those who already have made their promise to God that I'm going to be yours, you're mine, and I'm yours.
Amen.
That's what he said. I am your God. I am the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you just do what I say to do, I'm going to provide all you need. I'm your husbandman.
That's right.
I'm so happy that you brought that in there because it speaks to the relationship of husbands and wives.
Amen.
We
got to
take care of each other.
That's
we
got to
submit to each other. We
Amen.
To God and God, you know, it's so wonderful because he just gives what he says he's going to give.
Mm-hmm.
He's committed to blessing us, committed to making sure that his word come forth in our
yes,
lives.
Lord.
So we must be committed. So I was hearing committed, submitted, committed, you know,
yes.
to the Father who is and should be the center of our lives. And everything should revolve around God.
Yes, Lord.
Not anything in this world. Not focusing on the trials, not focusing on the tribulation, but keeping our focus on the husbandman, our God.
Amen.
The great I am.
Yes, Lord.
We've got to focus on what he said. He said, my words are spirit and life.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about the spirit of God.
Yes, Lord.
My words are truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
so
you,
life
Peter.
Comes to us through the words.
That's right.
And then we have to take those words, you said it, we got to apply the word to our life. We got to know that we know. But when we know, we must do what we know.
Amen.
You were saying that too. We got to do what we know.
Thank you,
no
Jesus.
Matter what it costs, we got to do what we know. I was hearing all this as you were preaching.
Yes, Lord.
And it's a shame that Christians have been misled by the deceiver.
That's right.
Misled to think
mm-hmm.
that life and truth can come from everything other people say,
mm-hmm.
everything the world is giving, everything the world has to offer. It's sad. And that's why the church has fallen away so much.
Yes, Lord.
Fallen away from the word, from what God has said. Because we're listening to everybody. We're listening to lies.
Mm-hmm.
We're listening to the deceiver.
So yes,
we've got to listen to the Holy Spirit. You see, the writers of the Bible, each one of the writers was just a vine.
That's right.
The Bible is the vine.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is the vine. Father God is the vine dresser.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God. But only the vine himself gives life.
No.
The former, he's the vine dresser. He gives us, he gave us the truth, and that's the only way we're going to stay free is to follow in the truth, the way, and the life.
Amen.
You know, we can read the whole Bible, but we got to build our lives on what Jesus said. What God has told us to do, and we learn a lot of lessons from the whole Bible.
Yes, Lord.
So what God said to obey. Everything he said to do to obey him. Hallelujah. We got to draw from Jesus, the vine dresser. That's in that chapter 14. When you
mm-hmm.
read the book, if he's the vine dresser, he's the one. He's the great I am, and that's who you would, that's how you just, I mean, you gave it all. You put it out there. But
Jesus.
I was by what you said, how you put the husband in there and how you spoke of the husband and the wife. It's a relationship. And without
yes.
honor and respect in that relationship, it's not going to work. And it's the same way with God. We must give him the honor that he's due. We must give him the worship and the praise that's due.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you give to your husband and your wife, their due respect and honor.
Yes.
The love that's due to him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God for the glory of God. Hallelujah. And how Father loves us so much. Thank you, Prophetess. That was one of the main key points for me in this message that you were preaching and how you talked about that part of it. Glory be to God. And
praise
God's
the Lord.
Word, you know, his word says his word is spirit and truth.
Amen.
His life through his word.
Amen.
And we
thank
got
you,
a strong reading, and I know you read the Bible a lot, and you went all over the Bible today. You went a lot of places.
Thank the Lord.
Thank God that he will love us and keep us.
Mm-hmm.
We are the branches, and we feed off the vine. Nobody else can be the vine but Jesus Christ. Nobody else can be the Holy Spirit. Only God.
That's right.
The Spirit.
Only God.
You said Jesus is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this
mm-hmm.
word. I really enjoyed it. It was wonderful. Hallelujah. And you are a wonderful woman of God. You
thank
really
you. Praise God.
Because of your heart and all you do for the kingdom, just like Apostle, you know, wonderful man of God. Lord
amen.
God,
amen.
That has given up his life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Christ, just like you had.
Thank you, Lord.
So I'm grateful to be in this company, as I always say. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So let's just keep drinking from the vine, eating from
yes.
the vine.
Yes, Lord.
That flows from heaven, that bread of life, Jesus Christ. And we will grow, and we'll get to know more of God. We'll get to experience more of God. And you talked about that, too. You talked about so, so much. The word was full. Hallelujah. We got the whole course. We got the whole 9 yards today. We got it all. Hallelujah. And we got our dessert. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The dessert is the honey.
Yes. Honey in the rock.
The honey
yes.
is revelation. Glory be to God. That's the honey of the word, the sweetness
mm.
of the word. You talked about the bitterness. You talked about the trials and the tribulation. But you always also was talking about the sweetness, the
mm.
honey of the word. The revelation that we get when we get to know Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and he
Lord.
Reveals himself in the word of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
So I'm glad I got my dessert. It was sweet. Hallelujah. Sweeter than a honeycomb. Glory be to God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank you so much, my sister. My
praise
friend.
God.
Hallelujah. Praise,
praise
God.
The Lord.
Bless
praise.
Bless the Lord for you. And I know you will continue on in the word.
Yes,
and you
Lord.
Continue to grow. I know you will, because you're not about to drop. You're not about
amen.
To drop.
Amen. Amen.
You're not about to stop. Glory be to God.
Mm.
You're
mm-hmm.
on your way. We're on our way to heaven.
Hallelujah.
We talked about heaven. If we want what Jesus Christ is preparing for us,
hallelujah.
We've got to stay prepared down here.
Amen.
Be prepared to receive.
Amen.
Stay prepared. Not just keep, oh, I'm going to get prepared. I'm going to get, no. We got to be.
Yes, Lord.
Be prepared, because we
mm-hmm.
don't know when that time is going to come.
That's
we
so true.
We don't know when we're going to take our last breath. So
amen.
We be prepared for the day, whether
yes.
we're going to go into rapture or whether we're just going to close our eyes and go to sleep.
Hallelujah.
We got to be ready.
That's so
the
true.
The thing is, I'm going to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready, stay ready.
Get ready,
get ready,
stay ready.
Get set and go.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready, get set, and go. When you get ready, you get set, then you go. Then you go and you do what God said to do. You go
yes,
into the
Lord.
World.
Yes, Lord.
And today we went into the word went into the world.
Yes, Lord.
It went to all across the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
When God said go into the world, wherever you are, that's the world.
Amen.
For you. Wherever you are at the time, that's, you know, that's the world, because what we preach and teach, we teach the world. The world is where the sin is.
Yes.
We've been sanctified and set apart from the world.
That's right.
Apart from that.
Mm-hmm.
We're all a part of that. But we got to go, like he said. We got to be ready. We're set in Jesus. We're set in the word. Hallelujah. Because we have settled and made up in our mind. The word is the only way for me.
Amen.
It's the only way. And I'm
going to make
it.
I'm Amen.
It.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord.
Go where I need to go.
Yes.
For my
Hallelujah. Amen.
Life here.
Amen now.
It's a fight. We got to fight. It's a fight every day.
Sure enough for you.
And we can't get out the ring and stop boxing.
Sure enough.
We got to keep on fighting. Good fight of faith, though. We fighting with faith. We fighting with the sword of the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
With the word. And we got to keep fighting.
Amen now.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is fighting the battle, but we got to fight the faith. We got to fight on our knees.
Yes, right.
You lose the battle when you fight in prayer.
Sure enough.
You fight with the word of God, you ain't going to lose the battle. Because God is listening to our faith, and he got the angels all around to take care
yes,
of
yes,
over
yes.
us. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're not alone.
You know.
The battle has already been won. It's already done. We don't have to ask God to do it. It's already
my.
Done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God
Jesus.
Has already seen our future.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
He's
glory.
He's already passed our way.
My.
On the way to Golgotha.
Yes, Lord.
He passed our way.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. He's seen it from afar off. He's
yes, Lord Jesus.
He's the ancient of days. He knows it all.
Glory. Hallelujah. That's right. The ancient of days. My.
He's already in our future. He's
yes,
our
yes.
Past. He's in our now. And he's been
yes, he is.
Already been there.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. And the way we're walking right now, we already walked this way before.
My.
Hallelujah, because we were
yes.
spirits before we came here. That's
Amen. That's right.
Oh, I know I've been here before. Oh, I know I heard myself say that before.
Yes, yes, yes.
Conversation before. I've been there before.
My.
Listen before. Why? Because we're spirit beings.
Yes, right.
Deja vu comes because we are spirit beings.
Glory be to God.
We were in heaven. God allowed us to see some things.
That's right.
While we were with God before we entered into our mother's womb, please hear me here. We were alive.
Hey, glory.
We were alive with the Father.
Yes, 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 yes.
Some of what we see. Sometimes when we say, oh, it's deja vu. I've been here before.
That's right. That's
because
so true.
He allows you to see. He opened your eyes to where you've been before.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. It ain't nothing spooky about it. Because we're spirit beings.
Amen now.
So we got to live in the spirit and know that God is calling all the shots.
Yes, yes.
He's doing it all, but no, we're not.
No, you're not.
God is in control.
Yes,
he allows
he is.
What he allows, and he disallows what he disallows.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah to the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
I just heard so much, and I'm done. Hallelujah. I could just go on and on. I heard so much in the sermon. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
but
Jesus.
That's the Holy Spirit. That's what he does.
Thank you, Jesus.
If somebody's preaching, if they're preaching the word, you're going to hear so much from God.
Thank you, Lord.
You're going to hear more of what they're preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And I thank God that our ears are open to the Spirit.
Yes, 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 yes.
People don't want to listen. People don't want to listen to God. They want to listen to Oprah. They want to listen to this counselor, that counselor, Elanya, all these people. Listen to these people, Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
How about Dr. Jesus?
All right now.
How about the real Dr. Feel Good?
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
He's Glory. Feel good,
not just in the morning, but all the time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's our Dr. Feel Good.
Oh,
he makes me feel good. I'm
Dr. Jesus. Dr. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory.
Ain't nobody else to Dr. Feel Good but him.
Dr.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Great position.
Hey, glory.
When I hear that song right now, he's Dr. Feel Good to me.
Hallelujah.
I heard you say, when I feel sick, call on Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
He comes, and what he does, he makes me feel good.
Yes, yes, yes.
He makes you feel better. He makes you feel good.
Yes, Lord.
You call on Jesus. You call him first. You
call no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, I know where my help comes from. I know
yes.
who he is. I
yes.
know all I got to do is call on the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
today,
yes, yes.
I laid hands for yesterday. I laid hands on my eye. I laid my hands on my eye. And I said, Jesus, thank you for healing it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because it was the first time that I had some issues after the infection.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so red and bloody looking. And, and the lady said, well, this time you have some blood, some what you call them, whatever. She named something else. I said, okay, no problem. I got Jesus.
Amen. Now.
So I put my hand on my eye. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And today, I don't see that.
Praise God.
Because he said, if it doesn't get better, you need to come back. Well, I called on my Dr. Feelgood, my good physician.
Come on,
he
now.
He is all the time, physician. He makes house calls, my God. He makes street calls, my God.
Yes,
he makes
rec
house calls, my God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He makes calls in the ballrooms. He makes calls, my God.
Mama.
You on the bar stool. You speak to you on the corner while you're trying to sell your drugs.
Mama.
Shoot up you.
Yes.
He make calls.
Yes, he does. Yes,
he does. You know, even when we wasn't calling him, he was calling us. My God.
Yes, that's right.
He was making calls. Hallelujah. He steps in.
Yes, he did.
And when he shows up, you sure enough going to make some changes. It's going to be wherever he steps in, you're going to make some changes. Glory to God. He's going to do a makeover. There's
yes, he is.
Going to do a makeover like him. Ain't
all
no
right
hands,
now.
No eyelashes, no eyebrows. My
Come
God,
on now.
Hallelujah.
Come
no,
on.
No paint on your eyes and makeup on your face and all the fine clothes. None of that can make over your soul.
Hallelujah.
Only
Lord,
God
can
make over your soul, build you up, hallelujah, lift you up out of the mire. Glory be to God. Only God. Only God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
For making house calls and any kind of, when we call you right there.
Right there.
Matter of fact, he's always there before we call him, because even when we're not calling him, he does things for us.
Come on now. Come on.
He takes us places.
He puts us
in the right place at the right time, prophetess. He's always on time. He gets us what we need right on time.
Okay.
His
That's right.
His word is life.
Hallelujah.
And life more abundantly.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was hearing it. Oh, God. Thank you for this word today, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the word every day we get on this line.
Amen.
For the word we get when we sit on your word and listen and pay attention.
Yes.
When we read the word of God, it's so good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, his words are so good. So
thank
soothing.
You, Jesus.
So
thank
miraculous.
You.
I thank God for my mansion, and I want mine.
Amen.
I want mine, prophetess.
I want mine.
I don't want to miss heaven.
Jonah.
I want to go.
I want to go.
My God.
My.
And
yes,
I want to sit in that mansion. My God, how
come on.
And he going to have all the things he know we like in it.
That's right.
Yes. More about us than anybody.
Amen.
We have desires in our heart that only God know about.
Only God knows. So no.
And
that's
we
so
don't
true.
Even know about. He know about it, though, because he made us.
Amen now.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
You
talk about stirred up. See, the word just stirs us up. My God.
It gets
me all hot. And, oh, my God. Hallelujah. You can't sit on it.
Jonah. Jonah, can't.
You got to jump.
Hallelujah.
You got to move when
that's so true.
Come. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to get up and say something.
Amen. Now.
You got to say. You got to move. And that's what was happening when your voice was leaving because you had to jump.
Show me.
I saw you walking around. That's
glory to God.
Oh, my God. That's
man.
I said, I know she's walking around. I know because the fire is there, and you can't be still when a fire hits you. My God, hallelujah. And you was walking around. You can't be still. I do the same thing. And the voice will leave and go, you can't hardly hear. Because we're not on a microphone that, you know what I'm saying. We're using these phones. My God. Lord Jesus. But I saw you. I could see you. In your house. That's what you was doing. Wasn't nothing wrong with the phone. The God is so alive. It's
yes,
so full of fire. You can't be still. I know that's a fact.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory.
You was moving away from the phone. That's what you was doing. But that's all right. God heard you. And like I said yesterday, the spirit goes out.
Yes, right.
The spirit is already in the atmosphere. And the word is still going forward, whether we heard it or not. God put the word everywhere he chooses to take it.
Amen.
All over the world. Hallelujah. And I can still hear you in the spirit.
Yes.
I can hear you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm done. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory
to God. Lord.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you for being our helpmate.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, our counselor, our comforter.
Praise God.
The greatest counselor we'll ever know. We got to go to him for counselor.
Yes.
He's the counselor, the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
The mighty God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
My.
Thank you for our sister. Be encouraged, my sister.
Thank you.
It is well on the area of your life. It is well, and God has blessings for you you have not seen yet.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
But they've already been done.
Thank you, Jesus.
And they shall manifest.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And you'll be in that building, and you'll be preaching.
Hallelujah.
In the building.
Yes.
And when you move, you have the mic in your hand. You have
You have it
on your ear. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're
moving
you.
With the mic, and everybody gonna hear it loud and clear.
My. Mm. It's all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The line is open. I know I took some time, but I'm going to take my time.
That's right.
I'm going to take advantage. I'm going to open up my mouth for the Lord. Hallelujah.
All right now.
Glory to God. I cannot. Hallelujah. I love it, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The line is open. If you don't hear nobody, prophetess, you can close. I know that's what the apostle said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If nobody don't come, just go ahead and pray and close. Hallelujah.
Amen.
because you've done your job.
That's right. That's right.
The Holy Spirit did what he wanted to do. Amen.
Amen.
So it's done.
That's so true.
In your name, Jesus.
That's so true. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, okay, let me close out. Amen. Amen. Father, we come in the name of Jesus again, just thanking you and praising you, Lord, for doing what you did in our life today. And we just praise you what you're going to do in our life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But Father, right now we just take time out. We pray for every soul in this whole world, Lord, because you concern about every soul in this whole world. And you died for every soul in this whole world. And God, you is our God. You is our provider for every soul in this whole world. Now, I ask you, God, to meet the needs of your people everywhere. Those that are seeking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, baptize them. Lord, I ask you, God, even I heard some people say they didn't wait on it for years. But God, let them see what's standing in their way. And God, that they will, you know, pray to you and ask you to help them. Because God, it's for them. Hallelujah. It's for them. And your word said, for many they'll fall off, even if the Lord thy God shall call. But right now, God, we again, as we close part of the service, never close out before you, because your word said you with us all the path. You with us all the way. And I ask you in Jesus' name. As I close, Lord, I just want to say we love you because you first love us. In Jesus' name. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. God, I love you and I love you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Have a peaceful evening. Until we meet again on tomorrow.
Amen.
God bless you all. Love you.
God bless you all. Pastor Washington, bye-bye. Pastor Washington, I guess y'all really gone. Anyway, I call her later. Bye-bye.